General with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOA News Time 827 Newsmaker 2 Time here today. Stephanie Achille joining us with the Humane Society of the Flint Hills.
Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Stephanie.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We are doing all right. How about yourself?
Oh, it's a terrific Tuesday. We are appointment only today, so it's a good work day for us.
Understood. Well, we had a chance to talk here with a number of students from Timmerman Elementary and also a teacher, Stephanie Calderwood, here last hour, talking about the big service project that they had helping out with pet adoptions, and it sounds like things are launching here about that today.
Definitely, definitely. If you visit the shelter, you'll see that our windows are lined with some awesome baskets. We've got about a dozen of them. Really, anybody that does an adoption within those dozen, you know, you get a nice basket from the fourth graders at Timmerman. They put treats and toys and even a certificate from East Emporia Clinic about your first vet checkup.
Yeah, they went to a lot of work, and it was quite the project. So, yeah, the first 10 or 12 adoptions that happened beginning today, and you get one of those wonderful baskets from the fourth grade class at Timmerman Elementary School. So that worked well. So, Stephanie, how are things going down there at the shelter?
Oh, they're really great. We've had quite a few adoptions, almost 30. We got to 29 in January.
Wow.
So we did, yes, we did great. But I'll tell you guys, we've had so many intakes between strays and some of our court hold quarantines with bite holds. We need to do a little bit better here in the community on those.
Stephanie, maybe you can talk a little bit about kind of the imbalance that you're seeing between the intakes and the adoptions. Obviously, January was sounds like a pretty strong month for you, but
yeah.
It also seems like you're, you know, based on some of the numbers that you provided to me, you'll need a lot more of months like that and maybe a lot more traffic than even what you saw this month to kind of offset the intake numbers.
That's a really nice way to put it. And it is truthful, too. You know, we try and celebrate any win that we have. Adoption days are wonderful. I think at one point we even had a big day right around the holidays. And it was 5 that went out in one day. So wonderful celebrations that day. But then we also had 4 intakes. So, you know, in the door, out the door. It's very difficult sometimes. And that can be helped by, you know, putting tags and a collar on your animals, making sure there is a working phone number and voicemail attached to that, microchipping your animals, and, of course, spay and neutering your animals.
All right, so a lot of activity. Let's go through the adoption process if people are considering taking home a pet, a dog or a cat. How does the adoption process work at the shelter? You mentioned your appointment only today, but if people want to come take a look, how does this all work?
Sure. We suggest everybody to go to Pet Finder first. Look at Emporia Animal Shelter Pets, not just Emporia Pets. There are some wonderful other organizations and rescues, but if you want specific shelter pets, you have to put in Emporia Animal Shelter. It'll give you kind of a preview of what we have here. If you show up to the shelter Wednesday through Sunday for our walk-in days, there is a lookbook. So we kind of interview you for what type of dog or cat you're looking for and what's going to fit your family. And then we do meet and greets, whether it be out in the run or in our adoption room, or we've got a front adoptable cat area, or we do let the public walk through. Once you find one that you're interested in, if you do have another pet, particularly if it's a dog, we'll do a meet and greet with it. And then processing of your application, your request to adopt, takes about 24 hours. We call your landlord if you do rent, just to make sure your pet policy is good. And then also, we call your vet that's on record, just to make sure your other dogs or cats are up on their shot.
All right.
And
so
hopefully,
yeah,
we approve, and we go through that process, and you get to take them home.
So there is a little bit of vetting involved with this before you can, which is a good thing, to make sure that the pets are going to, you know, a stable home, a friendly environment. the meet and greet process. So if you're looking at one, you have one in mind, you'll set up a meet and greet with the pet, and hopefully the pet didn't snub their nose at you, right? Is that
it's the pet interview process.
Right.
Make sure that.
You know, pets are very, very similar to people. We like some of them, and we don't care for some others, you know?
Yeah, understood.
You make sure you're the animal, of course, and your family are all hopefully set up for success. We hate for somebody to take an animal home and it not go well. We can't be 100% in that. But, you know, we try and do all of the steps to lead up for success for both.
Along those lines here, Stephanie, how important is the spay and neuter process for pets that are being adopted?
It is, I would say, our number one priority besides health. We are at the highest we've ever been for percentage. We're sitting right around 91% spay and neutered. And that's because of local vets as well as welcoming K-State back to help us.
All right, let's talk about K-State and the immersion grant. What's that about?
Yes, we are so excited to have been chosen. K-State is here this week helping us on some new trainings as far as any types of vaccinations, medications, handling, some enrichment programs we hope to bring about here in the spring and summer. Really, what we can do the best with the facility and the community that we have.
What type of, I guess, policies and procedures may be coming out of this training here for the animal shelter? And how does this really, I guess, change the game here for the animal shelter, really for the rest of the year and beyond?
Thanks for asking. I mean, that's a great question. We have made our process a little bit more in-depth, and with that comes a bit more in-depth paperwork. So our application, our documentation has been a bit dated, so we are going to be updating those. It is going to be a bit thorough, but you'll notice that it's a bit more personalized. So, you know, it's more one-on-one instead of just walk through the kennels, pick a dog, and then we take your money and you go home. It's more of a personal secret, not secret shopper, but a personal shopper sort of way. So then that way, again, it's all set up for success. You're very informed about the information that we have on the dog or cat. And then hopefully we've got some tools for you and suggestions and resources here in the community when you take the dog or cat home.
Stephanie Akili is the director of the Humane Society of the Flint Hills, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. It is 8:34. Well, what kind of numbers are in-house down there right now as far as dogs and cats, Stephanie?
We're sitting at about 74 total animals. I hate to say that we're comfortable with cats, but we do have a few empty containers. Don't fill them, please.
Let's keep it that way, right?
But I know. But our dogs, you know, we're always at a different level of full. So please consider adopting with us. We've got some great dogs. They're vetted, semi-trained, if not trained already. Everybody's able to be on a leash. We've got good picks here.
And you've got the hashtag going, Adopt, Don't Shop.
Yeah, we're putting it everywhere. We fully believe in it, that and our spay-neuter program for sure.
Stephanie, before we close things down, it sounds like you had a recent inspection. Maybe you could talk about that particular process and kind of how that overlays with what we've been talking about here throughout the course of the interview.
We did, yes. We welcomed on, really, we've got a new, fresh staff. Of course, we're all animal lovers, and we have some trainings of our own, but we have new staff since September. So that, with our intake of the hoarding dogs in October, you know, we had our inspection in November. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
We did pass that with flying colors. It also was brought about, too, by some concerns and, unfortunately, complaints about the dogs being outside. At that point, we were just so full, and we also didn't know the health conditions and the training and possible aggression of the intake with the hoarding dogs. I will tell you today, though, more than half of them have been adopted, and everybody has been inside for months. So we're doing good that way, but I'd like to, you know, make this a bit of a learning moment. We did pass the inspection, yes. We completely were found not guilty of the complaint, but to kind of teach the community as well, for the state inspector, if he were to come to your house, anybody that has a dog that is housed outside, shelter is exceptionally important, having food and water. And we had all of those. But where we did get minus a point is we had igloos that are absolutely fine to be outside with straw or hay in them. But we also had some outside houses that did not have a covering of the door. You need to be able to block the wind. So that's very important, and that is where we did miss a point.
Good to know that. Very important. Well, congratulations.
It was
very
much a learning process. The inspector was great with us. He spent extra time with us. We had a lot of questions, even for him. So overall, it was a positive experience.
Well, sounds like things are going well, and again, it is time to adopt, and don't forget, again, the next 10 or 12 adoptions, you're going to get a nice basket full of treats and leashes and a little help from the East Emporia Vet Clinic and all kinds of good stuff, courtesy of the fourth grade class at Timmerman Elementary and their project to help folks and the pets that they adopt through the Emporia Animal Shelters. So don't delay. You don't want to miss out on that basket. Those are nice.
No.
Nice baskets.
Yes, done with love. Pictures too. We're going to post those on our Facebook page. They've been great. Bailey and myself went before the holidays too and visited the class, and the students were wonderful, had so many questions.
Good deal. Well, Stephanie, keep us posted, I guess, on when those adoption baskets are out, and please keep us posted on what you got going on with the Humane Society and the animal shelter.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Hey, thanks, Stephanie.
You too.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, stay warm. That's Stephanie Achille, who is the director of the Humane Society on the Flint Hills on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning.
All right, don't forget we've got a Newsmaker 3 here in just a little bit after headlines as Gina Penzig of Evergy joins us. Obviously, we'll be focusing on the incoming winter storm and what utility customers can do to be prepared.